Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
What's up, guys? Welcome to episode 601. What do you think of episode 600? This is actually, we're going to do dual intros. So this is the intros of 601 and 602, because technically it's part one, part two series that we're doing. We have a part one, part two coming for the next couple episodes as well.
Yes, sir.
Kind of fun. Hi, Eric. Hi, Doug. Hi, Lee.
Hey. Hi, Kurt.
Hey.
Hi, Doug. Hi, Lee.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Eric. Hi, Doug. Hi, Kurt.
Hi, Lee. Hi, Eric. Hi, Kurt.
Hey. So we're here. These are the middle of the map podcast we did with Rachel, Andy, Devin, part one and part two. A lot of fun. They came in here from their parts of the country, hunted hard here in the Midwest. And so, yeah, 600 just got done. This applies. We probably apologize for the next half a dozen episodes for
we're
600.
Sorry.
No, we're not.
I want to just get a round table. How many people got hit up about something they said and they don't remember saying it?
Definitely.
Me.
Hey, I know you guys can't see us, but we all raise our hands.
Yeah.
Too many times,
snakes
actually.
And ladders? Don't remember that part.
That's a real thing also, Lee.
Is it really?
Do you not see my message?
No.
I sent you a picture of it said, you fuck.
Oh, I didn't see that.
All right.
Hating on me for no reason.
Well, a couple things, let's get some house cleaning out of the way. We'll be at ATA show January 11th through the 13th in St. Louis, Missouri. We are also hosting a South African hunting clinic again, this year in West Point. No, is it West Point?
Sounds about right.
Near Fort Madison, right by Old Barn, January 27th. We're doing a South Africa hunting clinic. We're putting together special hunt pricing for you. We're going to tell you about our experience. You can book to go that year with us, or the next year, or the following year. Whatever you want to do, we'll figure it out. I think we have plans to be at Western Hunt Expo. That's February 15th through the 18th in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Yes, sir.
And then after that, we will be in the Indiana Deer Turkey Waterfowl Expo, February 22nd through the 25th in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Whoa.
Maybe Cole will try and kill us again on some go-karts.
Let's do it.
I like that. And then, of course, after that, the next show is the Iowa Deer Classic Des Moines, March 1st through the 3rd. So there's some of our travel schedule coming in.
It's coming up. Be here before we know it.
Yeah. Let's get to the biz.
Time flies.
Hope you enjoy these couple episodes. The podcast is brought to you by Elite Archery.
Yeah.
Laguna Teal, huh, Doug?
Yeah, dude. It looks pretty sick. And then when Ross was setting it up, we actually traded dialed sights, so I got a black with, I might have got a different wheel, but it's gray, but it looks way better than what I had on it.
Really?
Yeah.
I like that trade, a little trade ski.
Yeah, so it's set up, I just got to sight it in.
Exciting, okay.
Gee whiz.
Podcast also brought to you by Big Tang.
Big Tang.
Big Tang, code WCB2023. After January 1st, maybe put a 4 on the end of that code, and get prepared for some frost seeding. Throw some clover down. It works.
Frost feeding, supplemental feeding in Iowa when season closes.
Hey. Lucky bastards. Everybody but me in the studio right now can do that.
Feeding deer.
Code WCB2023.
Just out here feeding deer.
Huntworth gear. If you missed all the Black Friday, Cyber Monday savings, you can use code WCB15. Get yourself into whatever Huntworth gear you like. Lee's new to the Huntworth game.
I am, and it is freaking phenomenal.
Were you warm?
Yes. I hunted this last weekend down at Austin's. First of all, it's the first time in my life I've ever had like a matching set of clothes.
Yeah,
How cool do you feel?
It feels great.
Doesn't it?
It does feel good.
You're like, damn,
it
feels
you
good.
Never would have thought it would, but like, I didn't feel like an idiot. I didn't feel like a hillbilly for one time in my life.
Right. Well, you're a vest fan.
I am. I love that vest. I wear it every day. Every day.
Yeah.
Yep. You don't have it on right now.
I wore it here, but it's warm in here. But yes, I hunted down at Austin's last weekend and layered up, you know, with all the different pieces, and it was cold and windy, and I was Muy bueno.
Very okay. good. I don't know Spanish, but I'm sure that's good.
I don't either.
sounded good.
Sounded real good. It's kind of hot. Code WCB15. Save some money at huntworthgear.com. Doug's gay. The podcast also brought to you by what? Old Barn Taxidermy.
Ooh, we're all making a trip down there this year, aren't we?
We all have.
They got it set up down there. Just a bunch of hot chicks doing taxidermy over there.
Yeah, fucking right.
Mounting stuff up. Freaking Austin.
Like a hot chick touching your deer.
Austin's banging his taxidermist. His wife works at Old Barn now.
How awesome is that?
How many people can say that?
Dude, in a podcast coming in the future, I bring it up and he goes, got to play the long game, bro.
What a genius. Like, the Lord knows all.
The Lord knows all. Nothing better than to have some pretty ladies do your taxidermy, but also when it's good quality taxidermy and mm-hmm. good people and a smile at the door.
It's even better.
A taxidermist that's motivated to do your work and not annoyed by you being there, which a lot of taxidermists seem to just be kind of aggravated in general.
What do you want?
You've been doing it too long. Time to get motivated.
What are you doing?
What form?
Check out Old Barn, Fort Madison, Iowa. They are also co-hosting the Africa Hunting Clinic with us in January 27th. So come out and hang out with all of us. We're talking about having like a little after party. Yeah. At the clinic, too.
Oh.
So come out and have some beers. We'll high five you. Podcast also brought to you by Leupold Optics.
Ooh.
Ooh.
When's the last time you went out with your Leupolds and felt like a fucking idiot? Always bring your Leupolds with you. What
Always
are you doing?
Bring them.
I'll never not have them.
Yes. FOMO? What? Not me.
I'll walk back to the truck for them.
10 by 4. Actually, I've been rocking 12 by 50s all year.
What? 10 by 42s, baby.
10 by 42.
I look through my Leupolds while I'm hunting more than I look through my own face.
Through your own eyes?
I do that a
through
lot.
Your own face.
Your own naked eyes?
Mm-hmm. You're sitting there, you're like, it's time to scan. You just beep, 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 beep.
Yeah. Laser, yeah.
Laser beams?
Yeah. Leupold is the shit. We love them. Been working with them for a while. And I've been rocking the same set of binos since I got them. Oh, I have not switched anything up, so... trophy line, code WCB2310. I think that's, I gotta double check that. I've been saying that in the last several episodes.
Join the saddle team.
Dude, I got two saddle bucks.
Let's ride.
Now, I've just predicted the future as far as this swing. Episode's concerned.
Whoa.
You're magic.
Yeah.
I got $0 out of it. Yeah, but I'm gonna get one.
I'm saddling it up.
Dude.
I'll tell you, I didn't put the knee pads on though. Saddle master. I saddle hunted. I used some tips that I'll talk about here in a future episode. I stabilized myself with a shot. I might have learned a tip from Levi Morgan on a trophy line video.
Ooh.
And I liked it. It worked real well. Trophy line from packs to saddle gear to,
I'm about to hear this tip.
Really anything and everything you need. Mobile hunting. Trophy line has got your back. Tell them that we sent you, or just use code WCB2310 and they'll be like, oh yeah, WCB sent them. Grizzly Coolers is also a partner of our show. Code WCB, everything Grizzly Coolers and hunting blinds. Lee and Tiffany are part of the fam.
Yep, I seen that.
That's a new announcement.
Announced that today.
Welcome.
Maybe they'll
listen to this.
Yeah, they're not.
They're not.
Turns out they're not listening.
I tried.
I do want a podcast with them, though. They're on the radar.
Yeah, for sure.
Maybe we can just lean on that connection. Just be like, hey, listen, you got to do it now.
Yep.
Put it in our contract.
That's our negotiation.
With Grizzly.
That's all we got. That's our only bullet point.
They deny it.
But it's like, nah.
Delete.
They're too good for you. It's like, you guys are dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are.
They're smart.
Grizzly, I think, is very refreshingly redoing the market in the cooler space, especially in the hunting blind space. I think best hunting box blinds in the game by far. The window system, I think, is far superior over everything else I've seen. I walk in a lot of box blinds at trade shows just to kick the walls and spit in them. And
I do the same.
I just walk into them at trade shows just to fart and get out
and walk out.
Just shut the door behind you. Person that
Grizzly box blinds are the best ones I've farted in at a trade show
for sure
so far. So
still smell it.
They get the little vent tubes.
Yeah,
ooh.
Put those little carbon filters in them. Yep. You can fart right through that thing. No deer will ever smell you.
Burn.
Podcast also brought to you by Blackgate Trail Cams. Code WCB10. We need to get Ryan back in here and do another trail cam episode because. One, they do well. It's always interesting, but...
And they're the best.
Dude,
they've been kicking ass, bro.
Hands down, the best trail cam I've ever fucking used. Cell cam, for sure.
I've had multiple issues with other past...
They all have their issues. You have to, like, pick and choose your battle. But I'll tell you, any, like, minor thing... Actually, the only issue I've had with the Blackgate is I had a bad SD card, and that's not the camera's fault.
Nope.
And
I haven't had any issues at all.
God damn, they're good, dude. I just love them. Blackgate Trail Cams, Blackgate Hunting Products. I'll give you the plug right here, right? I don't need a long plug for Blackgate.
Plug it.
Why the fuck are you using anything else?
That's true.
You're still farting around with fucking lithiums and fucking putting your finger in your butt with every other brand? What are you doing? Let's fucking get together. Nice. Podcast is up.
That's good. That's pretty good. Decent.
Yeah, all right. The podcast is brought to you by Camo Fire and Black Ovis. Camo Fire is revolving deals on their website, camofire.com, and they have an app. But Black Ovis is also the place where anything you need, you can go to and use our code, which is WCB10. So boots.
On everything.
We're not sponsored by Crispy Boots, but we wear
Crispy Boots. Love them.
We love them. We get them through Black Ovis. You can use our code WCB10 at Black Ovis. I got some Salomons for early season shit. I'm a Westie gone Midwestern.
You'd gone done changed.
Bro, you gonna start tucking your ears in or what?
My head's too big for that. But
if I could, I would.
I'll get you a bigger. We got an XL hat, bro. It'll work.
Dude, I'm growing rat tails.
Whoa. Like
all the kids from Utah.
Hey,
at Western Hunter Expo. I'm one of the guys. And I shop at Black Ovis and I get Crispies there. Colorado 2s,
baby.
That's right.
So you guys are both running. I'm running the old Gen 1s, so I put some new insoles in them.
Oh, yeah, I need to get them.
The I think I've got the Idaho. Is there an fire. Idaho, too?
Yep.
That's what Idaho. I've got.
I'm rocking Shimmix.
Udaho.
Shimmix, I believe, are the new one I'm running. They're 400-gram insulate from Black Ovis. They're the shit. Check them out. You like them. And Novix. I've been rocking Novix doubles and double minis pretty much exclusively all season. Code WCB at Novix. And that's been my go-to stick from Novix. The Raider series is fucking awesome.
Doubles and a helo. Kill a booner.
I did too.
That's what you killed yours out of?
That's nuts. Yeah.
So I killed mine Novix mini sticks and an Onyx trophy line platform. So I hybrided the whole game.
Hell yeah.
I did four doubles full length. I had to get up there.
Four double full length? Yeah. Yeah. I had eighters on my mini doubles.
Fuck yeah.
I went full blown saddle nerd on mine.
You did. You used to be the biggest hater of saddles too.
Not hater, but what I made fun of was all the dudes that are like, ropes, knots, like those dudes. It's like, just use them, dude.
Yeah.
Why are you here on a vlog freaking out about knots?
Yeah, tell me my knot's wrong.
Yeah, it's like, nah, dude, just it use it. Like that. Just use
just
it.
Fine.
Yeah.
Loop, swoop, and pull, what's up?
The gayest thing I've done to a mobile hunting set of equipment is I painted that setup that I killed. This future buck out of.
May have.
I'm a single stick guy. I've got the singles.
You use one stick?
Single stick?
No,
the offset.
Offset singles.
Yeah. My mobile.
I killed my buck out of the helo too.
They're nice.
All sorts of them. Not a booner though. Not a booner.
We all can't be cool like Doug and Eric.
Yeah.
You didn't have the
not yet.
Double sticks.
That's why. Yep.
That's why.
The podcast is also brought to you by Dialed Archery. Code working class saves you some free shipping. Word on the street is there's a custom dial, WCB dial in the
works.
That's
what I heard.
What?
Hey.
Heard through the grapevine.
I heard at a bar.
I'd just be paying real close attention to the internet on that one. Because if we don't sell them, we're going to look like a bunch of fucking losers.
We're going to get fired.
Well, we are.
You know, well, we are losers, but don't make us look like complete losers. Dialed Archery, I think the Arxos best looking sight in the game.
Mm-hmm,
kill the pile of animals out of, well, with it, out of it. With
oh, dude, we've been
out of
knocking
it.
Knocking them down.
Slaying.
Tipping them over. So check out Dialed. They're the shit. We got to get them back in here in the studio. And Victory Arrows. Victory is the shit. Rip TKOs. Chase Rosslyn just had a long conversation. I think he has me switching arrows.
Uh-oh.
What are you going to do?
I'm shooting Victories, but what's he shoot? The VAP SSs?
Yes, sir.
That's what you're shooting?
Yes, sir.
I want to go ridiculously heavy arrow next year.
Oh.
I just want to fucking whap. You know what I'm saying?
Just take some shoulders out?
The TKOs just work so well, though.
I know, but
I shoot the VAP SSs.
SS's
I want to do that, and then I want
to be different.
I want a Victory arrow. Customized hybrid with Grizzly stick. I want to shoot some Grizzly sticks at them next year, too. I want it all. Can I have it all?
No.
Yeah,
you can. You can do whatever you want.
I can have it all?
It's almost Christmas.
I want it all.
It's almost Christmas.
Check out Victory Arrows. We like them. We think you'll like them.
We love them. You'll love them.
That's some boys we got to get in the studio, dude. We got to get them guys in.
Yeah, we do.
I know.
You got any mustache wax left for?
We're sold out. Actually, no, he took some. He probably used it already.
He cut his mustache off.
Nate did?
Yeah, because his mustache so.
Oh, he cut it off.
He did. Remember the video?
It fell off because your mustache waxed.
don't say that.
Jeez, dog.
Hey, dude. If anyone bought that, do not use it.
Recall, recall, recall. Fuck.
They're kidding, obviously.
Your face
obviously.
Is on it.
Jesus.
It's like those commercials. Have you ever used Roundup?
Yeah. You're liable for compensation.
Yeah. Yeah. Use this
do you
want to
join our claim?
Wax?
Yeah. Hey, last promo, Mountain Ops, code WCB, everything Mountain Ops. This week, I think the sale's still going on 30%, and every time you use code Mountain Ops, it donates 5 meals to the Conquer Hunger program initiative, and we really want to get to those 100,000 meals as quickly as we can. Now, we're a little over 3,000 meals, so shout out to everybody who's made an order and contributed to that. Our goal, donate 100,000 meals, and we're going to throw a party for you. You can come to our party. You make an order, use code WCB, donate those 5 meals, order a canister of Ignite, Hydrate, Enduro,
Greens,
Blaze, Greens, whatever you do.
Get the variety pack's awesome because you get a little bit of everything.
Oh, yeah. You try it all.
Yeah, dude, that's a good thing to start with. But if you just use that code, it's 5 meals. So it doesn't mean you have to spend a certain amount. Get what you can get. Use that code. Let's donate 100,000 meals, help people in need, and let's have a party.
And what's that code again, Kurt?
WCB.
WCB.
Easy peasy.
Kay.
WCB.
Hope you guys enjoy these episodes. They're a lot of fun. We're tired in these. We're hunting in here. We're a little delayed. We're going to try, I think in the next few weeks, we're going to double down on content.
Yep.
We're going to give you, I think, 2 episodes a week after this one. And hope you enjoy them. We're getting after it here, Doug. Is it possible in 2024 we do 2 full WCB series episodes a week? Is that possible?
Yeesh.
For 2024?
Shit fire.
Oh my God.
That we're gonna double down on WCB content and just give you more?
I don't know.
Is it possible that Victory Drive could be doing more than 1 episode a week? Is it possible that Tack on Tacos could be doubling down on content? Is it possible that we want to have a lot of fun in podcast, Doug?
That's possible.
Okay.
The first part, I don't know.
Double the fun.
Well, yeah, I like that.
So you're contradicting yourself now. Are you backing out?
Yeah. Pass.
You can be here or you can be in Wisconsin.
I'll be here.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Hey.
Enjoy this episode.
Oh, I got a veteran shout out.
Oh.
Submitted by Jared Johnston.
Damn.
And Jared Johnston is a veteran. It's him.
Johnston?
Thanks, Jared.
It's even parentheses. It says me. He's in the Army. It says spent 8 years in the Army and 4 as a sniper. So.
Oh, shit.
That's cool.
Yeah. You know. He's a badass.
Bad motherfucker.
1 year in Afghanistan. I don't need to thank you or thanks for your service because your tax dollars paid me to blow things up and shoot bad guys. I just want to say thank you. And thanks to all the men and women by my side. For hunting archery, it has been mostly duck hunting, not with Doug.
Okay.
Major Brown. My whole life and just the past 4 years began real serious with archery. From the great state of Michigan. But take a trip to Ohio with my buds and Bush Lights once a year. Smart man.
Hell yeah.
I've learned a lot from you guys and keep fucking getting after it. I love it and it motivates me.
Fuck yeah.
So thanks for submitting that, Jared. And
thanks, Jared.
I know you don't want to say thanks for your service, but
hey,
thanks for your service,
buddy.
Yep. That's a bad motherfucker right there. Thanks, Clank. All right. Thanks for being here. We should appreciate your support. Enjoy the episode.
I'm Chase Rolson with Rubline Marketing.
This is Jeff Lindsay.
This is Michael Pitt.
Hey, everybody, it's John Dudley from Knock On TV.
Hey, guys, this is Jared Scheffler from Whitetail Adrenaline.
Hi, I'm Taylor Drury from Drury Outdoors.
Hey, this is Nick Munt from Bone Collector.
Hey, this is Melissa Buckman.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter Podcast.
Working Class Bow Hunter Podcast.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
You're listening to the Working Class Bow Hunter. That's right. This is a podcast for Billy Joe Lunchbucket, the working man, just like me and you. My name's Travis T. Bone Turner from The Bone Collector. Thank you for tuning in.
Nobody pushes the envelope like Working Class Bow Hunter.
It's really, really not that good.
This might be episode 602 of the Working Class Bow Hunter podcast, aka the MOP crew. And that's supposed to stand for the middle of the map crew. But really, that would be MOM. And I was writing notes before this, and I was writing MOP. And Rachel saw it, and she goes, MOP. P. I was, well, map. I was emphasizing more on the P of map than the M. I'm retarded. Welcome to the show. Kurt Geyer speaking. Also here,
Andy Bouchak.
Devin Leonard.
Casey Thompson.
Queer for Deer.
Queer for Deer.
Mr. Rachel Bouchak.
We're back. So
glad you're embracing
it. We are forcing this episode. It's not really that late now, but we've had lots of late nights. We've been hunting really hard. We helped recover Todd's giant last night. We were up pretty late hitting the Red Stag and Coke and Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
And and we hunted this morning, and it's been a hustle, and we're sleepy. And Devin was actually fast asleep on the couch before. And
snoring.
Was I snoring again?
Yeah. Yes.
How loud was it?
Pretty loud.
It was loud enough I would have woke you up if we were recording a podcast.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, for sure.
That's embarrassing. Now you just told...
Hey, you're tired, dude.
100,000 million.
You've been hunting
hard. Yeah, that's probably what it is.
Yeah.
Hunting camp is for snoring.
Oh, yeah.
That's what you do. You're tired.
It felt good.
Yeah, of course it feels good.
Dude, I was meaning to take a nap today, and then Judd's like, hey, by the way, I think you should do this. Go take down the stand, hang up a new one. And you know, he was right. It's a great idea, but dang, I didn't get my nap.
Yeah, midday naps are clutch time of year.
And they feel so good.
They're the best. Especially out west, mountain naps midday. Mm-hmm. Those are the best. A couple things to talk about. This is technically like part two of the MOP crew. Andy, you're just a hero.
Sometimes you got to be, Kurt.
Let me say it. Andy, he's our man. Nobody can do it. Andy can.
Oh. Handy wait, Andy.
Wait. I'll say it for Devin.
Buck down. Boom. Damn, boy. It's for Andy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Killer ear, man.
It was. Just keeps getting better every time I turn around.
Where next? What? You're like a disease for these things.
I'm going to go to Ohio and kill one next.
Are you?
Mm-hmm. Hopefully by the end of the month.
Oh, that's aggressive.
Yeah.
Why not?
Hey, dude, your baseball card is looking good right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Weren't you guys going to do that, Kurt?
Yeah. So someone made a card for Austin.
Uh-huh.
And we were going to do it as a joke for all of us. We just never did it. But yeah, the whole background of it is, well, take it back even further. We joked about it years ago about like pro archery shooters. I thought like bow companies would be a cool idea to like build up the hype for their like pro shooting team and build like pro cards. It'd just be something kind of neat, I thought. And I was like, oh, that'd be kind of cool to have like hunting cards where you had like just, you know, whoever's like 2023 edition. It'd be kind of like a funny thing to do, you know? And we were just going to throw them randomly in with orders as like a silly joke type thing. Well, when Austin shot Leah's buck, it got eaten by coyotes. He left it lay overnight, which is common practice to get eaten by coyotes. And there's a lot of people kind of like questioning his like whitetail experience. There was a bunch of other podcasts talking shit, but wouldn't mention us by name. And a lot of it was like, oh, that guy must not have that much experience. So at the end of the episode, when we talked about the story and why we posted that it got eaten by, and we were just transparent as all, and everyone hated us for it, which they would have hated us if we would have covered shit up about it anyway. So it was a lose-lose somehow. But Austin rattled off his resume, kind of like a mic drop on everybody, and it was quite impressive. And a listener heard it. Might have been Steve Stoff, actually. And he made like legit Topps pro card of Austin.
Yeah. So Andy, dude, your baseball card's looking good right now for 2023.
Yeah.
Be a good one. Yes, it would, Devin.
Yeah, on fire, dude. So Illinois buck, check.
Yep. Yeah, it was a very good morning. When was that? Sunday morning. And it probably all comes down to...
Which was like the, 12th or something?
Yeah. If you really want to know why I probably killed a buck, it came down to Saturday night. We went to Ross's. He had a wonderful steak dinner for us.
All the fixings.
Yeah,
it was all good. Devin and I were upstairs in the the loft of Ross's, you know, Club 200. And he's over there looking at Ross's full mounted, you know, 200 inch buck. And he goes, hey.
It's like jumping over the fence.
Yeah, he goes, tickle the nuts on that deer. All right, I'll do it if you do. So Devin had already done it. And so he did it again. Of course, I joined him. So then the next morning I woke up. I said, Rach, we got to tickle the nuts on this 200 before we leave. And tickled the nuts on a 200 and got to come home with a buck. Now, he wasn't 200 inches, but that's okay. Hey. It was still a hell of an Illinois
only
buck.
A couple tickles, you did pretty good.
Exactly.
You got to tickle that thing a lot to get
it. Next time, you got to fondle him. Yeah.
Got to hum on it.
Yep. So it was...
Casey doesn't know about that.
No. Mm-mm. What's that?
No. What's that? What does that mean? Nothing. Well, okay, so touch the nuts of a 200.
Touch the nuts of a 200, drive an hour to your...
Well, I guess if we're telling your story, it can, like, integrate with what happened to me, because it's, like...
It happened first.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
You're trying to bring her there, huh?
No. Well, yeah, I'll talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, hey. So. This is real.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get real.
So, Saturday, we were hunting the lease, and I... Saturday morning, it was 2 days in a row, saw some bucks doing the same thing, right? And I was like, well, I'm not going to let that happen three times. So I moved Saturday midday, moved my stand, felt really good about it. And then we hunted Saturday night. I didn't hunt that stand because the wind wasn't right. I set it for the next morning. And then we went to Ross's for dinner, stayed overnight. Yeah, we had to get up at, what, 3:30?
Mm-hmm.
Because we had like hour plus drive to the lease, and I was telling everyone, Saturday night, I was like, I'm calling my shot. I'm killing a buck in the morning. You know,
you did say that, right? And you were confident about it.
I know. I was like, well, I watched bucks do the same thing 2 days in a row. If they do it again, I'm gonna be there.
Dead.
Like I'm dead. They're dead. Yeah. Well, one's dead anyway. Well, that's in my mind. And so then. We leave Ross's and we're like, the Casey's we stopped at actually had breakfast pizza at 4 a.m, which none of them ever do. So we're like, yes, this is the first morning we actually got breakfast pizza before the hunt. This is a good day. We're going to kill bucks. You know, like we felt so good about it. Mm. And we get in.
I'm stopping tomorrow and getting some.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It works.
Fuck it.
It works.
It was a good luck charm.
And I feel like I'm... forgetting things, but yeah, so we drive up there, and you drop me off the side of the road to hunt one half of the farm. You were gonna go hunt Devin's stand because Devin's Ridge, not really. We all share stands, or
we
whatever,
all share,
but
yeah.
We call it Devin's Ridge because you picked that out and you liked it. And Devin had a few good mornings. It's there, passed some good bucks there.
Yeah.
So you went to hunt the north half, dropped me off at the south half, and then I was on my way into the stand. This is a funny part of the story. I was on my way to the stand, and he drops me off the side of the road. I get a trail cam notification, and there's a buck, like, right in front of my... I put a cell cam there, right in front of my stand. I was like, well...
As you're getting ready to go into it.
Yeah, so I was like, better not walk in there right away. I was like, kind of got to use the outdoor facilities anyway, you know?
Okay.
So.
Wow.
So you took a shit.
Pizza was girls don't shit.
Yeah, that pizza moved fast.
It works.
It did. It worked good. So took my time getting to the stand. And then like 15 minutes into legal shooting light, you know, I get all set up. I feel great. 15 minutes into legal shooting light, Buck reads the script. Like, I'm like, holy crap, this is happening. I called my shots. I, you know, I moved my stand. I don't know. I thought it was all going to work out. He saw that cell camera and, like, ducked behind it. And then instead of following the trail, he was kind of weaving through some brush and stuff. So I had to pick a little opening. But still, like, I think on the last episode I said, you know, I had a few opportunities before that and just didn't take the shot because I wasn't 100% comfortable. And then finally I get the shot that I'm 100% comfortable with. And... I guess it's still a little bit of a gray light enough that I just didn't see one twig. And so my arrow deflected. I knew I hit him in front of the shoulder. I didn't get a ton of penetration. Like, I was kind of 50-50 on, like, if I, you know, potentially hit, like, an artery or something, I could luck out. But so I call Andy. You know, I was like, I shot a buck. Like, I called my shot. Like, but I said I didn't feel good about it. You know, I called a couple. I called you.
Yeah.
You answered. You're like, buck down. I'm like, no, buck hit.
We're unsure.
And yeah, we're not feeling good. I called all you guys. Yeah. I knew I had some time to kill. I wanted to wait a couple hours, you know. So meanwhile, I called Andy and I told him, I was like, I'm not leaving the tree for a couple hours at least. Like, let's get your morning hunt in and then we'll make a game plan from there. So that was at 6:34 in the morning that I called you. I think it was 6:16 or something. It was like first light. So then 7:32, so not even an hour or something, right? Not even an hour goes by. Andy calls me, and I'm like, why is he calling me? He knows I'm not going to go look for my buck. I was like, maybe he, because my buck headed towards him. I was like, maybe he saw my buck. And then I'm like, maybe he shot a buck. Like, all these things that, you know, so then back to you.
Okay, so 7:32, I am on my phone, which I shouldn't have been.
Doing what?
Texting Rach back. Dog? No, I was texting Rach back. Saying, like, you know, any updates. I didn't know if she had, you know, she saw the deer go a little ways and kind of stop. I didn't know if she'd seen anything, heard anything, whatever. I'm just getting ready to, you know, text her on my phone. I had the message open and I just, like, you know, something's going on. I look up, I'm like, oh, fuck. And I mean, it was 35, 40 yards and the buck is already coming down the hill and he's gonna go through. Devin made some beautiful openings up top, and the whole reason I was in that stand is because Devin gave up on it too quick. Stop, Devin. You're from Utah and you know that Western mentality of like, oh, I saw something over there, I gotta go over there. I see something over here, I gotta go over there. Grass is always greener on the other side.
Squirrel.
He you know, he said I'm gonna go to Judd's must be better. So I said, all right, fine, I'll go to Devin's stand because I know it's a money spot. And sure enough, it only took just a little bit. Well, here comes that buck down the hill, and oh shit, you know. So I throw my phone in my pocket and the deer comes down in front of me and he is probably at 30 yards right off the rip, and I already had my sight at dialed into 30 yards. So I was sitting down, like a lazy bow hunter, you know. Sometimes that stand is actually better when you are sitting down, I think, for shots. But either way, I stood up real quick, and I mean, I grabbed my bow all in one motion. And I mean, he was working from left to right and kind of going down the hill. There's a little drainage that cuts down in between there. So I got pulled back to full draw, and I started map. I mean, I did that 3 or 4 times, and I'm getting louder every single time. And this deer is... he's not spooked, but he's moving. He's covering ground. I think he's just trying to find a doe, essentially. Yeah, yeah. And then it was, Matt, stop. And I mean, I yelled it the third time when he finally stopped. And I figured he was between 30 and 35 yards, let the arrow fly. Initially, I thought it was low, but didn't really know. I watched the deer go down the hill 60 yards and then nothing. Mm-hmm. I didn't see anything else. And I mean, it was thick enough going down through there. I was like, well, maybe he snuck down through there, got in the creek bottom, whatever. So I watched that area for like 2-3 minutes, nothing. Well, now the shakes have hit me pretty hard. Cause I mean, it came on so quick, you know.
Didn't have time to really get
Get too amped up before the shot. But after that arrow flew, I mean, I had Devin's tree shaking so fucking bad. Yeah. It wasn't even funny, you know?
I love
so
it.
So I called Rach and told her, I was like, I just shot a buck, you know? And
I'm like, how do you feel about it? He goes, not good.
Not good, because I thought I was low.
And I'm like, great, we both don't feel good about our shots. Like, what?
Yeah. But then I'm talking to her on the phone, and I'm looking down there, and so I pull my binos up, and I'm looking at my binos. Looks like something laying down there, you know? So I told her, I was like, I think I see something laying down there. And she's going, well, is it a deer? Is it not a deer? I don't really know if it's a deer or not. I said, I'm going to have to call you back. I'm shaking too bad.
Because
it's
like, off your phone, you're trying to,
you know, talk to someone on the phone, hold your binos up. So I gave it probably 15, 20 minutes and finally decided, like, all right, I'm going to sneak down to the base of the tree, go over towards the edge of the hill, and I could see down in there. And I said, if that is a deer laying there, it's stone cold dead, so not going to be a problem. Or I couldn't really see the head of the animal. I could just see it laying down, and I thought I figured what the tail was and couldn't see the head of it. So I got down, looked, and as soon as I, you know, got over the edge of the hill and looked at him, I could just see him laying there, yeah, dead in the door. And I'm like, oh my God, like, what? What have I done to deserve this, you know? And
dream season, man. Yeah,
it, I mean, absolutely has been. So I called Rach as I was walking up to it, and I was like, oh my God, like, I can't believe that this just happened. I mean, it happened just like that. And not that I've had a bad hunt here by any means, or a struggle. I've seen deer. I've had great hunts. You know, the hunting camp has been absolutely great. Have I been into big bucks every day? No. No,
yeah.
But you know what? That's hunting, and
goes
you
back just, to part you, one. They're not, yeah, around every tree.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah. And you just stick with it. Go hunting, shoot whatever the hell makes you happy. It's a solid buck. We haven't put a tape on it. I bet you goes 125 to 130. He's just a good.
I'd say he's 130.
He's a great 8-pointer. I'm jacked up about it, and I mean it's just. We got a new lease, the three of us, you know, and we figured it out together. And thanks, Devin, for picking a hell of a ridge and letting me hunt your stand, brother. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know? For first year, you know, I mean, really, you guys here just a couple weeks. It's, yeah, pretty, I mean, it's pretty quick work.
We, yeah, realistically, all three of us could have killed a solid.
We, yeah, all had opportunities. Yep. Well, Rachel and I both had like the first opportunities. We jacked it up. Andy gets one solid opportunity. And hits a home run, baby. Hits, yeah, a home run.
Yeah. Don't let him get away.
No.
No. It worked out
we
well. Did.
And we're a team, so it doesn't matter. Yeah. It's like the team got a deer here, you know? It's like,
I mean, for how hard we hunted it, I think we hunted it really, really smart. Probably too conservatively. Like, we're still seeing a
like
lot
it's
of...
still October.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's sad, but, you know, like, when we looked for Rachel's deer, you know, going back to that, like, we exhausted quite a few efforts looking for... Yeah. For Rachel's deer, better part of
found
a day and a half. But we did find some very amazing spots inside our lease. And I think for the future, you know, we will be able to hunt that a lot better, where we'll be able to get into certain spots and say, yeah, you know what, we're getting in here, but we're not really bumping anything because they're you know, I think we learn more where the deer are bedding on our lease and how they're using it. And honestly, how they're avoiding our cameras most of the time, yeah, I think is the biggest
that
thing that
wild.
We've learned, you know.
I believe it.
I watched them do it. Like,
and we'll see them. We'll physically see the deer that it's like, well, we only got two pictures of that deer, but we've seen him about every time we're in here. Well, guess what? He's just walking right around, yeah, the camera. You know, he's not stupid. And
but yeah, yeah.
Even just like clearing some access, mm-hmm, trails in the summer or something so we can get into some of those spots is really thick.
I told Devin I'm bringing my leaf blower too for our back, mm-hmm, line because it's... We're around a subdivision, so I think everybody in the subdivision decides to take the leaves from their yard and blow them right along our beautiful access path in the back.
So
it's like you're walking on 2 feet of leaves. Yeah. I mean, you can't get any louder than, yeah, that. So I'm just, yeah, going to go in there with my leaf blower day one, running right through there.
You know what? I thought about that today. I hunted in the timber. It's, yeah, like all the oak leaves are on the ground now, and it's like,
yeah,
it's like, bad. Be better just come in midday and just
blow them right out of there. You
call
know?
It good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's,
yeah,
a good idea.
It worked out well. So you called me. And I'm like, all right, well, if you're 100% sure he's out there, you're like, yeah, I'm looking at him. He's down.
No, he's
like,
dead.
I walked right up to him. And so I was like, all right, well, I'll back out, come help you. Because my buck kind of ran to the right after I shot, and then I needed to go to the left to get out. So I was like, perfect, I can back right out, give him some more time, and go help you. So I went over there, we got pictures, we got him gutted, we got him loaded in the truck.
We struggled to get him up the...
Oh, yeah.
We didn't even have to take him that far. Apparently, take him 100, 150 yards where we could drive the truck. And,
steep. Ditches and,
yeah,
stuff. Yeah.
You guys got some steep ditches. What the hell?
Yeah, it was steep.
Yeah, are they steep, Devin?
No. I called Devin's ridge. I'm like, man, I ain't walking all the way up. That's a hell of a mountain. He's like, boy, there ain't no mountain.
There ain't no mountain. Do you feel like it's full of air here? Do you feel just like, is it easy breathing for you?
Yeah.
Do you feel that way?
Yeah. Really? I mean, I don't know if I've like noticed it, but I thought about it because at like lower elevation, you can drink more and not get a hangover, you know?
Oh, try it. Prove it.
That's a true thing, dude.
Does it seem to be, yeah, true here?
Oh, what's the I don't, yeah, it does.
Like 600 here?
Yeah.
Yeah, 550, 600 probably. What's Salt Lake, 6,000?
No, it's high? Like 45.
Oh.
Like 40.
Yeah, but when you hunt out there, you'll probably get what, nine-ish?
Yeah, when we hunt, we probably start at like 85 and work our way up.
Yeah. So yeah, that's up there.
Yeah.
Tens where it starts getting shitty.
I think so. You start to feel it. Like when I went out to Colorado, we were like camping at 10. And dude, it was like, and I never like really felt that before. But when you start at 10, then work your way up.
Well, that's what we camped at in Wyoming. We camped at 10-4 or something.
Like, no.
Yeah, huh?
What?
I know Trace for a camp? Fact.
Trace camp?
No, when me, you, and Clint went up and mule deer hunted. And
you're right.
We were at like 10-4.
Okay, mm-hmm. I gotcha. Yeah.
I remember that because I have a Snapchat's how I was like checking. You know, there's an elevation there on Snapchat. And I have a snap of all our tents there, and it's like 10, almost 10-5.
I don't think we've been above 10 on our hunts.
No.
That fucked me
There's
up.
Deer down lower. What the hell you want to be up there for?
screw high elevation hunting, bro. I'm a whitetail hunter now.
Okay. Whitetail Devin.
The dude, whitetail camp is the bomb.
I know. Mm-hmm.
Get Devin a little Mr. Buddy heater.
Oh, dude.
I'm going to get him talked into coming to Pennsylvania, taking them boys.
Oh, yeah. I got to take my little boy, dude. Next year, he'll be 7.
Yeah.
Got to get him rocking the crossbow, dude.
Yeah.
Crossbow. You can do it here, too. Mm-hmm.
Dude, I'm so down.
You just put up a couple pop-up blinds somewhere.
Dude. You know, I wish my dad would have done that when I was like 7, dude. I remember being 7 and sitting on the porch on Halloween, dude. Like a couple days before Halloween, just waiting for my dad to get home. And dude, he'd always come home empty-handed. I was so pissed.
My dad sucks at hunting.
He did suck. That's probably what gave me like the addiction, you know. Every hunting season, he'd come home without a deer.
So your dad has not killed a lot of deer?
No, uh-uh. I think his first deer was with me.
So when you started killing like mega mule deer, what was his thought on it?
You know, I don't think my dad would hunt if it wasn't for me. Like he likes going, but he's just not like a, I think him and his buddy would just go out to get away for a week, you know?
Yeah.
Get away.
They'd probably go out there and drink some beer or something. Who really knows if they even went hunting?
They're at the strip club in Salt Lake somewhere.
Yeah.
It's a tough hunt.
Love you, Dad.
That's hilarious.
Oh, Andy. Good job on the buck, dude.
Thank you.
Do you know what's cool is like when we did the podcast, when we came out, was it July when we came out and prepped and got everything ready for the lease?
Yeah, late July, early August, I think.
Like we said, like, hey, if we just get an opportunity at a nice buck, we're going to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not only did Rachel and I get opportunities, but Andy freaking killed. So that's like,
exactly.
We accomplished
what we wanted to accomplish. And I mean, you still have a little bit of time left.
I've got one more.
Yeah, and
morning.
You guys ain't quitters. Oh, I know that.
We're staying longer than we planned to do it.
Yeah, I think Rach and I are now setting the record for the longest.
Oh, you guys have set it.
Yeah.
Okay, how long have you guys been here?
Let's not talk about that.
Oh, no, 2.5 weeks.
Damn, dude.
Maybe, probably by the time we get home, we'll be really pushing three weeks.
Yeah. I think I've got 12. Today was like my 11th or 12th day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a long hunting camp.
You know, when you're
but
holding
it's
out,
been
when
so
you're,
much fun.
When you're holding out for 2 hundos, Rachel, it's kind of hard, you know?
Oh, yeah.
If our addition was done, it'd be a lot more comfortable.
Yeah.
Hey, the uncomfy makes
it's
it comfortable.
It's fine, yeah.
I know.
It's nice and cozy.
It's good, but imagine. It's
a mad.
Well, here.
Imagine a shower.
You got to be here in the beginning when it's a little bit of a struggle so that when we got it nice and easy and it's like a freaking hotel in here that, you know, we'll just be like, hey, you remember we didn't shower for 10 days?
remember
how bad we smelled? You know, Devin, you remember you smelled? Yeah.
We even took shower stuff over to Ross's, the Shower Club 200, and we were so tired. We didn't even shower.
Went to bed, yep.
Hey.
I was so tired.
I'm looking forward to that addition. It's going to be, like, I want to do like a video tour of the studio and like show off like everything we have in here.
And
like,
it's come a long ways. Don't sell yourself short. They've gotten quite a bit of stuff done over there. I mean, I know there's a long ways to go, but. A
couple hiccups. We took 20 steps forward. Now we're taking about 30 steps back right now.
But you always get the job done, so.
Jake's saving the day.
Jake is the man. Mm-hmm.
It's been fun. I mean, I'm not giving up on my buck. Like, we're going to go look for him some more tomorrow, and we'll see. I'm going to go listen for coyotes. And, I mean, sad to say, coyotes, crows, whatever, turkey vultures. Like, I don't know. Like, it was tough because.
You only do what you can.
I know. And you know, it's in your head, you're like, I wish I could take the shot back. But at the same time, at that time, I didn't think it was a risky shot at all.
No, you did what you thought was right. Anybody that wants to like give you shit for that hasn't bow hunted enough.
No, mm-hmm. I know. It's just a bummer. I felt so, you know, for just like personal, like satisfaction of like, I made that move, hung that stand, called my shot. Like, I just almost 99% executed, and it comes down to that like 1 second, and you hunted so freaking hard for it. And there were other opportunities that I probably could have taken that I didn't, you know. And it's just a bummer.
But do you feel like you would have done anything different?
No, I've thought about it. Like I don't think I did anything wrong. Yeah. You know, I literally didn't see that one branch. I'm like,
that's the silver lining.
And I shot, and I'm like, in my head, I got the Ross, like, you're so fucked. Like, like they got that, this buck, like, literally read the script. And if you felt that way,
then you didn't.
Yeah. And that's why I saw it.
And, but when I shot, like, I saw my arrow do something fucking weird, and I heard, like, a thwack, thwack, you know, like a two thing. And I was like, oh. And I thought it hit a branch and hit the ground. Like, I thought I missed. But then I see him running off with my lighted knock in him, and he ran to the right, and my bow hook's to the left, so like I didn't want to turn and take my eyes off him to put my bow up, so I'm still holding on to my bow, and I pick my binos up, so I have only one hand holding my binos, and it's a shaky hand, you know.
Yeah.
I'm like not steady, trying to look at him through the binos, and I follow him for a while, and I thought he kind of like ran stumbled, but he's running like it's a little bit, you know, little ridges over there, and it's thick brush. It's all honeysuckle and like hedge trees and shit. Yeah. And it's still kind of half daylight, and like I'm just following that lighted knock, and I'm 99% sure it's in front of the shoulder. And I said, at best, I got half my arrow in him, which I'm like, well, at least I'm not in the shoulder. So the chance I catch an artery or something like that. And I don't know. So it was like 4 hours before we even started to look for him, mm-hmm. and we found some blood.
This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
And at that point, it was a little dried up already, but like we thought we saw some bubbles in it. So I had some hope.
Yeah.
We followed it for like 230 yards and then we lost it, and then kind of grid searched from there and didn't turn up anything. So we'll see. I don't know. I mean, yeah, I don't.
It's tough. Like, there's just no way to like make yourself feel better, but time.
No. Yeah. And
I've been hurt emotionally more by deer than I have any woman.
Yeah. Yeah, and it just, it sucks because.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, me too.
Me too.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I did some dumb shit in my day, you know, when I didn't know better.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't even a third of what deer make me feel sometimes. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I think like I wanted it. It's not like he was giant or anything, but it was like he was a very, very good buck. He got me excited. And I think, like, you know, I talked about a little bit on the last episode, was like, you know, Andy and I hang our stands at home together. Like, we hang, like, fixed, permanent-type stands back in Pennsylvania. It's the only time I, like, mobile hunt is out of state. And so, like, I've never actually done a true, like, hang and bang myself 100%. And I kind of want it for myself to be like, I did this. Like, I figured this out. I watched what the deer were doing. I made the move. I called my shot and I executed. And it's just like for that personal satisfaction of like,
for sure.
I don't need anybody. Like, and no, not. I know that sounds bad. Cause I like.
She don't need no man.
But she
Andy.
Wants me. Yeah,
that's right. She don't Daddy. Need him, but yeah, she exactly. wants him.
Handy Andy.
That's right.
But exactly, like yeah. I like doing stuff with you, but I like to also know that I don't rely on you. Like I am capable of doing things myself, because I think, you know, you get a lot of that from like the Instagram and stuff of like, oh, you know, your dad, your husband, like someone's doing this for you. You know, I think yeah, they doubt yeah. you being a woman, and like, not that I doubt myself, but like, I
get what you're saying. It's just it's a thing you want to
yeah.
do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's cool when you can yeah. do that. Like you said, the hang and bang.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing makes it feel better than a hang and bang it. Like yeah. that, you know, like.
Yeah, and I think the only thing she had me help her do with that entire thing was she said, hey, will you bring a saw over for just like two little branches, you know? And I think it was just so I could
You were
check
just
it
a
out.
Servant.
Yeah, so I could check it out. And I'm like, I get over there. I'm like, damn.
I also just wanted to show I'm off. Like, I was like, isn't sweet this a killer spot?
Like, you know, I really like that spot, you know? And it will be, it'll be a great stand for the future. And I bet you will get that shit the hell out of the way next year.
Yeah, you'll get redemption on that.
But I figure like
Send Devin in there. He'll trim down the whole forest.
Yeah, that's right.
That's
yeah.
true.
Devin wants everything to look like high desert. Yeah.
It's like, Devin, no.
Cut everything down. No, but I figure like the shot placement, either I would have hit an artery or something and he would have died quickly, or he's not going to die. So he's, he's probably fine, which is a big bummer. We're still going to like... look, and I've got another day to hunt, and I needed a day off to like get back mentally.
Yeah,
I wasn't.
I think anybody would.
Fuck yeah.
And then mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, I gotta be happy for Andy. I gotta be a supportive wife, like celebrate his, you know, I didn't want to be a Debbie Downer.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But again, and then for me, it's like, yeah, I'm really excited that I got a buck, but I know how much she cares and wants that deer as much. And it's like, essentially, at the end of the day, we're still a team too. So it's like, I think I take it just as bad as she does sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I think anybody with your, you know, if you have a good hunting buddy or somebody like that, you know what they're feeling right there. Like,
for
every one of us have been there and you fucking hate it. And
yeah.
if it could have happened, I'd say, I wish she would have got it and I would have done that. You know what I mean? But, and I know she would have done the same thing for me. But, and that's just the way that we operate. And
no, sucks, I get 100% you know what I mean? You're saying. You know? That's the. Bow hunt's hard.
Yep, it is. And it's not for the weak. It's not for, you know, soft individuals. You better have a backbone and you better be able to just roll with the punches, smile when you get lucky. And when it doesn't work out, just say, fuck, I'll get them next time, you know?
And it is what it is. And everyone yep. hates that saying, but sometimes you just can't control a situation.
Do the right thing and it should work out for you. But if it doesn't, it's just bow hunting.
Yep, it is bow hunting. Bow hunting's a motherfucker sometimes, isn't it?
I have a yeah. lot.
That's why it's good.
A total love-hate relationship with it.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
it's frustrating, but it's so awesome at the same
time. It's so good when it's good, because when it's bad, it's so bad.
Mm-hmm.
And like again, it's just, we say this a lot. Anybody who wants to throw judgment on that just hasn't fucking done it long enough, mm-hmm. or they hunt an just a situation that's not realistic. Like, I don't know anybody that's been hunting 20 years, bow hunting 20 years, and hasn't had a mishap that upset them.
Mm-hmm.
Can you name anybody that hardcore that you respect in the bow hunting game that hasn't fucked up something in 20 years?
Yeah, there's no way.
There ain't no way. Like, if that person's around, it's, well, that's probably Josh Bomar.
Well, no, it had to be somebody like that.
You know? Wait, what? Is that a dig or what?
Yeah, I'm just talking shit. I don't
Is
know.
That because he won't come on the pod or what?
Oh, no, I don't care. I actually don't care. I just thought it'd be funny because he clearly has fucked up.
Yeah.
And he said he doesn't fuck up or what?
No, I'm just joking around.
Okay. Yeah.
It's something he would say just to get like attention, I think.
Oh.
Same way like he didn't mean to burn his truck down. Like, okay.
Yeah.
The truck thing. What happened with that, dude?
With fire.
I've seen like a video of it. But
he's
running
a drip torch out of his fucking pickup.
He was out of the pickup?
He's too lazy to walk.
Yeah, walking's hard.
Yeah. Dude, do you think insurance covered that? Ass. Insurance had to cover that, right?
No. I don't know.
No,
they don't cover that?
Stupidity. There's video footage of how stupid.
Hey, do you think your rental company that you rented your Jeep from will
let's talk about that, bro.
You want to talk about that?
I wanted
last night.
I wanted to give Andy a little taste of Mexico with the rental truck.
He gave me a little taste of Mexico last night. Just driving.
By the way, this is like a street Jeep, too.
Yeah, this is a Jeep Grand Cherokee, dude. Yeah.
A new one.
Street on Jeep. Some low-profile 20s.
Oh, dude. When they rentals, man, are the best because you don't have to worry about them. I guess you feel guilty every once in a while, depending on the shape you bring it back
when,
in.
When, bitch? You didn't feel guilty
there
in Mexico.
There was no guilt on your face.
Devin rented this this Jeep Gladiator in Mexico, and we're just...
A Rubicon, dog?
Yeah, but it was like the Gladiator pickup. It was like a Jeep pickup. It's a Gladiator.
Oh,
isn't it?
Is that, that's right.
It was just the Rubicon version of it or something.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like... the rental, you're like, yeah, I don't think we're supposed to leave the country with it. We're in like Sonora, Mexico, cartel country. Devin's like running, I don't know. We're Baja'd that motherfucker for Baja'd, 10 dude. Days. And then pulled in. We didn't even wash it. So it's covered in blood, shit, and mud. And Tecate light cans in the back. And Devin just rolls in the parking garage and throws the dude the keys and... It's like
later, amigo.
Yeah, they for sure have GPS on that thing and knew it was out of the country
old
for 3 weeks.
Covered insurance.
Yeah.
Do you have ever had like got an extra fee from the insurance company?
Just blacklisted.
You've been blacklisted?
Yeah.
From what company?
Well, all okay. First of all, I rented the vehicle. It was I can't say it. I don't want this to come back on me, but so I rented it in my name, and then my buddy. Was the one driving it, and dude, he jumped an old cattle guard out there in old Mexico. And those cattle guards, if you drive over this thing slow, you think you're gonna fall into the deep hole, you know. Well, he decides to jump it. You know, he's maybe feeling a little too good at night, and he's going mock whatever. I don't know how fast, and he decides to jump the cattle guard. Well, when he jumps it, the cattle guard flips up, hits the bottom of the truck. And all of a sudden you hear this big ding, like it was like a big old, it wasn't a ding, it was like a bang, like we're like, oh shit, what happened? We immediately pull over, stop the truck, we get under the truck and look, and if I remember right, it had the frame of the truck, it has two crossbars, and one of the crossbars, the whole metal was like ripped off, like a 6x6 inch, dude, and the metal frame had a big old metal flap that just got ripped up and over, and we're like, oh shit. Anyway. Oh, and then the front bumper got ripped off. Not the bumper, but like, you know how like the bottom of the main bumper, there's like a black guard sometimes? Anyway, don't ever let me rent a car from you.
And that's, don't buy anything used from it's
a bad idea. You drove my truck all last year and you're here whitetail hunting.
Well, when it's yours, dude, it's like your tractor, bro. Remember, I'm like, I don't want to fuck up your tractor.
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know. I think God might.
I don't think he cares.
God's going to say, Devin, you need to probably respect somebody's, you know, vehicle.
Well, we know a guy who was driving a Ford Raptor down there, and didn't he shattered the back window out of it. It had a high rack on it.
Oh yeah,
I didn't want to say names, but
yeah,
didn't he, or he jumped this Raptor in accident, didn't he? And it fucking blew the back window out.
Who was that though?
I don't want to say his name on the podcast.
What does it start with?
Boy, nobody will figure that one out.
Right?
Dude, I totally forgot
he was
about that.
But it was his buddy's Raptor. He was driving it and he jumped it.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no, he was running from the cartel.
I don't remember this, dude. I'm going to be honest.
Well, you just don't want any part of the story.
Yeah, I can't get into it.
But he was running. and he hit like a spot and jumped it and blew the back window out of this thing because it had a high rack on it for hunting.
Yeah, I guess you'll do anything if you're getting chased.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. No. But yeah, dude, so we rallied that Jeep through the hay field. I mean, not the hay field, the corn rows.
Yeah, edge of the corn, yeah.
Oh, dude.
It had like the sensor, so you guys got kind of stuck because it wouldn't let you
Devin
back up.
Devin could not back up.
Could not.
No, you can. Well, you have to go less than 1 mile. No, 1 mile or less.
Yeah.
Then you can back up.
It was thick in there, dude.
Just grass was setting off the like the sensor.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's stupid.
And it would literally like lock the car up. So he'd slam it into reverse, try to go like 5 mph backwards, and then the sensor would see the, you know, weeds or whatever, corn stalks behind it. So it would lock the brakes up on it. So we're sitting there, boom, sliding back and forth. You know, Devin just couldn't.
And the first time it happened,
when's
dude,
this? Where was I?
That was last night we were getting Todd's deer.
Okay,
you were sleeping,
dude. Yeah, I thought I hit a rock. Sleeping. I'm like trying to back up, and all of a sudden, bang, I'm like, oh fuck, I really fucked up something now. Yeah. Like a dent.
It's just the brakes locked.
Get out! What did I hit? What did I hit? I get, there's nothing behind you but weeds. What are you talking about, man?
That's hilarious.
I could hit nothing.
Yeah, that's
adventures in hunting camp. Yeah.
Good times.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Good times.
That's what's so fun about coming out here. You know, there's so many people hunting right now that anybody can kill a buck. You go on these recoveries, you see the deer, you come back. Mm-hmm. Dude, how about the heart and tenderloins last night?
Mm-hmm. That was pretty good, huh?
You missed them.
No, I did
not. You were
not.
Late.
When I got back, I was late. When I got back.
They were good.
They were cold, but guess what?
They were better warm.
How'd you do the heart?
Devin's making these little...
Just on the blackstone outside.
Just sauteed it down or what?
Yeah, so, I sliced it butter.
But dude, it was sauteed, but still like rare in the middle. It was like the perfect... Dude, last year we had... the first year I came out here, so 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
we ate... The deer that I killed, we ate the heart raw, yeah. dude. And oh, it was good.
Yeah, it didn't taste like nickels as bad as I thought it would.
And I was like, and then we cooked it in the fryer too, and I was like, no, that wasn't sucked. But
it was all
dude,
right.
The raw, it not sucked.
All right.
But the raw dude was like money. And then Andy like just added some extra flavor. He like seared the top and the middle was, you're a damn good cook, dude. Then not those bad. Tenderloins, oh my goodness. I was like, who's the better cook in the house? Andy or Rachel?
Teamwork. So I like.
And that's fucking teamwork.
I clean it and cut it all up nice and you cooked it.
Yeah. If it comes to grilling it, probably me or, you know, it'd be a nice cast iron. That's what we do a lot of our deer meat in a cast iron just on our stovetop. I think that's the best way to do it.
I like pan frying steaks and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Men normally cook meat, women do like. Baking and complicated shit.
Don't let her fool you. She can't.
That's a compliment because I can't. I'm not smart enough to bake.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's like more scientific.
It's chemistry.
Yeah.
I just heat meat.
Yeah. See, and that's my
remove
thing.
Me
I
from
don't
heat.
Like to follow a recipe specifically. Like,
yeah, that wasn't
I
a dig.
Want
that was like a
quarter cup, a tablespoon. No.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You
whatever
forgot to
I'm feeling. Okay. That's going in there.
Yeah. It looks about right. Yeah.
Like the only one I might go wash.
That wasn't a dig. I don't know if that sounded offensive to the ladies out there, but.
How the hell with them.
But baking's hard. How the hell with them. Baking's hard. Casey, can you bake?
No.
Hmm.
My wife.
I bake good cookies.
Is she a good baker?
Yeah, Rach is a really
good
baker.
My wife's really good at baking, grilling, everything.
Damn.
That's why I'm a little on the chubby side.
Okay. Yeah.
I've fed well.
Let's go over to your house for dinner tomorrow.
Do lesbians say more cushion for the pushing?
Leave.
She's been sending us a lot of food.
Yeah, you better hope your wife don't hear that.
We just don't care.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
She's been sending us a lot of food.
Yeah.
I know. Guess who's eating it?
Rachel and Andy.
These two. Not
mostly
me.
Andy.
You're not here. Where's Devin all the time? Where's Devin?
Well, I was here like the first.
That is
four
a game
days.
That you can play.
Where's Devin?
I don't know. The other day I had to text Judd. I'm like, hey, where's the guy from Utah? You seen him? He goes, yeah, he left here like 15, 20 minutes ago. I go, all right, none of us can get a hold of him, you know?
It's sometimes my phone's on silent.
Like, you're just in your own world.
Where's Waldo?
Yeah.
It's like, where's Devin? You just look for the shiny teeth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He probably ran out of gas somewhere or something.
The people at Casey's love him in the morning. Should we get into the
Casey's
stories in the morning?
Love Devin.
Oh, dude, they probably want to fucking breed with you and have a little.
They start smiling the second they see him pull in, you know? He's just all excited in the parking lot. What'd you do one day? Got a hot coffee.
Put water.
Poured half of it out and then started pouring water in it right on the counter as you're trying to pay for it. Oh, I gotta chug this before I get to the stand, you know?
She's like,
I had a bottled water and I poured a little bit of that water in the coffee.
To cool it down?
To cool it down because we only have like from that gas station to the stand, dude, it's like a 5 minute drive.
It's an hour. It's an hour to the closest gas station. Okay. Figure out where it is.
Yeah. A lot of planning.
Yes.
Oh,
anyway.
Who wants to?
How about these pumpkin spice white Russians?
Oh, those are good.
Those are nice. I want to know who wants to make kids with Devin at Casey's. Is it a female? Is it
male? Yeah. She's got like half of her teeth.
Hell yeah, dude.
I would say she's a for Casey's employees, I'd give her an 8.5. Oh,
dang, wow. Come on. That's a diss to all Casey's employees.
Solid.
Oh, that was a dick move, huh?
Normally, Casey's is known for having really hot cashiers.
Well, tell me where.
Really?
No, that's I made that say. Up.
Which one? I'll go there tomorrow morning.
I made that up.
Yeah. I made you that did up. Promise her some jerky.
Oh, I did. And you know what? Bless her heart. She's a nice lady. That's the one thing I
if
miss.
If you say that about a woman, she's either dumb or ugly as a dog. That's the only time I've ever said that.
No, bless her heart a few times.
You said that to me.
Oh, bless your heart.
Well, I said that because she's all like, did you catch any deer? Or she might have said, hey, when you catch a deer, will you bring me some jerky? Yeah. I said, you know what? You're going to be the first person I fucking come to. Because she was nice, dude. And I think I might go back to the lease tomorrow morning just to say hi one last time.
Go up your stand. Yeah. There's you bucks should. Running everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
By the way, that's not a... There is some exceptions to the rule. Like,
don't take it back.
You can't take it back.
Well, I have said that about Eva Shockey. I don't feel like she's dumb or ugly.
Okay.
Oh, you... Yeah, because you love her, dude. Yeah.
Listen, she's really great.
She's your hunting crush, huh? If you had one, who would it be?
Yeah, she'd be up there. She'd be a high contender.
I'll tell you this.
The good thing is I don't know her personally. I don't know anything like about her. Like, there's no, like, you've never seen anything like really icky from her. So it's easy to be like, yeah, she's cute. Like, that's a good crush.
Yeah.
She's like clean. She's like respectful. Whereas, like, you see some of the other hoes on Instagram, you're just like, yeah. Nah. Like, let me guess, you don't do it for the likes, huh? All right. As you're crying, you record yourself crying on your TikTok. Yeah, that's a fucking red flag. I ain't into that. You know what I mean? Oh, you're the real deal, huh? Tell me more about how you're the real deal, because we couldn't tell. You need to tell me how you're the real deal, because we couldn't tell. You know what I'm saying, Rachel?
Mm-hmm. I know what you're saying.
I was going to ask you if you were going to kill a buck, if you're going to get down and like film yourself climbing the tree stand and then getting back down and then getting your camera and be like, I'm legit. Yeah. It's like, oh yeah? You're fucking legit, huh?
Uh-huh.
Just checking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. Gotta do it for the talk.
Dude, the kids are on the talk.
Tickety talk, talk.
You got a TikTok, Devin?
How about that Hunter's Box Club, huh?
Yeah, how about that Hunter's Box Club?
No fake shit in there. Just real deal Hunters on Hunter's
Dude,
Box
Dude, we've already ran this ad like twice, and we're only giving away 100, so it might be sold out.
Hey.
Probably.
But if
you
not,
could open it up to some more, I think.
If not...
Oh,
could you do 200?
Oh, I love putting him on the spot.
Mm.
Oh, dick.
Nah, we'll just do a hundo. All right, hey, fine. if it sells out, bro, I'll just let you guys know on the website, and you'll be like, shit, I missed out.
Well, you'll see it. Yeah, yeah.
But, all right, guys, so Hunter's Box Club, we're going to run this right now. Is that okay,
Yeah,
Kurt?
It's fine. Run it.
Hold on. Will you, like, this episode is...
This episode is brought to you by Hunter's Box Club. That's Hunter's Box Club. .com. And I just happened to so be sitting with this beautiful man, the man behind Hunter's Box Club, Devin Leonard. Devin, tell us about Hunter's Box Club and the special you're running for our listeners this episode.
All right, guys. So this is the best deal yet for first-time subscribers only. If you're already a subscriber, you're going to get it in this month's box anyway. So you're going to get a t-shirt from the boys and the crew over at Working Class Bow Hunter. My favorite design.
Sorry, that was really loud.
You're also going to get a headlamp. You're also going to get a belt. This whole box is probably valued at, let's say, the t-shirt, $25.
Mm-hmm.
The headlamp will be conservative at $40.
Mm-hmm.
The belt buckle is also sold online for $40. That's $100 freaking bucks. A value of $100. You're going to get it for $14.99. Devin's going broke. Sometimes it's a wonder why I do it.
Well, you got to...
But here's the thing. I think you guys are going to love it so much that you're just going to want to be a subscriber. So the first 100 people are going to get this box for $14.99, WCB t-shirt, headlamp, and the Grip 6 belt. You guys looked at the belt. Okay.
I'm pretty pumped
about it.
I want a WCB belt buckle in there in a future box.
Yeah, dude. We're going to do it. So the belt buckles are random. So there's like a gunmetal color. There's an elk antler. There's a whitetail skull. And there's a couple different other ones, but it's just going to be random. So you might get the elk, you might get the whitetail, you might get the black one, you might get the yellow one.
And they're like one size kind of, right? Yep. Like if there's too much, you can like cut it off.
And yep. There'll be instructions in there and how you can cut the belt to fit the size. Yeah.
Pretty sweet.
Yeah, and it's quick and easy and quiet. So if you're in a tree stand, you got to piss.
What's your favorite belt buckle, Andy?
American flag.
Ooh.
Because I love this country.
Because I love Make America great.
Yeah, I like
again.
That's a completely made in USA belt.
100%, yeah. I asked those guys, I'm like, does that help your guys' marketing to say like 100%, you know, made in the USA?
It's got to, right?
Dude, he's all like night and day difference.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I want to do a WCB belt buckle real bad. These are sharp, dude.
I know.
Like, and it's cool because you can just have a couple of them, switch them out.
Yeah.
So they do come with all of them in there?
No, you just get one.
Oh, but you could order another one, right?
Really go backwards. Okay, you only get one.
Really go backwards.
But if you wanted to rock, like the elk antler's classy. Mm-hmm. But if you were like, because I'm sure you can get the belt in different colors too, huh?
Yep.
But like if you had to like dress up, you could still just rock something clean.
Yep.
I'm a fan. I'm a belt guy.
Yeah, dude, they're sweet. Okay, mm-hmm. Click the link in the podcast notes is the only way to get it.
Yep, I just need that link.
Cool.
Awesome. Thanks, buddy. Thanks all for doing this. I appreciate all the special offers and stuff you've ran for WCB listeners and everybody who's supported the box.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, we've got a lot of WCB listeners that are subscribers, so you guys have all helped out a lot.
I see a lot of the box shirts. I like when we do, like, the next one we do, let's do a custom WCB design again, because I like when we see one that just got ran in the box and people come up at trade shows and have it.
Dude, you're going to be seeing this one a lot now because we've been sending that out quite a bit.
I got an idea we should do for next time you're in.
Okay.
Let's do a custom WCB like design for an upcoming box. And then during trade show season, if someone gets that and they wear it and we see them at the booth and they have it, maybe we could do like a goodie for them, like a follow-up goodie.
Ooh, I like that.
Like in person, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or like, you know, maybe you could decide if you want to do like one or two shows with us this year.
Yep.
We could have like a stock, you know, maybe we could do like Iowa and another state. And then anyone that subscribes and has that like special shirt,
dude. Okay,
we could.
We'll have so when would we have to do it? So when is show season? When does that start?
March.
Okay, so we just gotta do something like in January, February.
Yeah,
we'll do another like exclusive design. Dude, that'd
be
sweet.
Something cool. It'd be kind of neat, you know.
Okay, I like it.
Cut it up with people, and we could do maybe we do like some sort of like golden ticket prize.
Oh, dude, the wheels are turning. The wheels are turning.
Kurt's thinking.
That'd be cool though. I see him a lot. When we did that like cabin design.
I like that one.
Yeah. Which, by the way, we took that design and put it on where we have WCB sticker sheets now on our website.
Yeah.
So that's only like it's a sticker now, but you can only get it when you get the sheet. Mm-hmm. And there's some Victory Drive stickers and Tackle and Taco stickers on there. And there's a new shirt in the works. It might be at print right now. Ooh. It might be my favorite.
Let's see it.
Design yet. You can't say what it is yet.
Okay. I won't say.
And we're working on some.
I won't say a
funny
word.
And better, awesome shit in the back.
Secret safe.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I hope it makes sense to you.
Oh, these ones you told me about earlier?
Yeah, hold on.
These are funny.
Okay, there's the design. You know what it is? Don't say it.
Oh, yeah. I like it, dude.
Yeah.
Okay, now look. This is the back of the shirt.
Oh, legit. Okay. You know, I see what you're going it. For.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And then, So.
Let's put that one in the box, bro.
Not yet. But I think it's sweet.
That dude, that's going to be cool.
I like some of those other ones.
Okay. So when's that one coming out?
I'm hoping within a month.
Okay. Nice.
I'm hoping. And then there'll be stickers also. Very like. On brand with our people.
Yeah.
Similar interest type vibes. Sure.
And Victory Drive's doing something too, aren't they?
There's a Victory Drive shirt idea that I absolutely fucking love.
I love that idea.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
we talked
about some really funny.
Yeah, I got don't leak that one either.
There's one for Victory Drive I want to do that I will wear the shirt religiously
every day.
It's going to do, it's going to offend people until they think about it.
Yeah.
I don't know this one, but that's interesting.
You were snoring.
This is a good
today?
One. Yeah, we talked about tonight. You were snoring.
And then the other one. Is kind of the same thing. People like won't get it until they're like, oh,
you're right.
It's two of those.
I like it. Yeah. I like it.
Well, this is a good follow-up. We're all sleepy.
Yep.
We need to get to bed so we can hunt tomorrow.
Yeah, well, there could still be something else. But,
well, some of us have to work tomorrow, too.
Yeah.
Who?
Me.
Nobody works during hunting season. Nobody.
Me.
Nobody.
Actually, yeah, we all do. That's a lie.
Yeah, thanks for putting up with me. I got some projects done this afternoon. I've been doing enough to get the episodes out, but I've also I've been blown off a lot.
Which you should. It's hunting season. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah. What the fuck do people expect from you? Whoa, Kurt does do all this stuff. You don't want him to hunt? I want you to hunt, Kurt.
I do too.
But kill that second buck.
Everybody's a little exhausted around me. We're fine, though. We're fine. Everything's fine. I'm fine.
Everything's fine. We're good. We're good. Everything's great.
I'm starting to feel bad.
About?
Isla May is like, Dad, can I go hunting with you sometime when you're not working? And I'm like, oh, fuck. Isla
May. The guilt, dude.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, we're going to go hunting.
Yeah.
Which we're going to.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a doe? No, you already killed a doe, huh?
Yeah, I still have another doe tag.
Oh, you get two doe tags.
I think I can keep buying them.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Don't tell him that.
Don't. I need to figure out how you can kill me a doe and ship me some meat.
You can kill a doe. And
I tried to give you the meat off that buck today.
Well, I know, dude. It's just a lot of time and a lot of work.
It's
and I still
deboned in the cooler right now.
Then I
I'll tell you what you should do. Duct tape the cooler shut, ship it back to your house, and then you send me a brand new cooler.
How big is the cooler?
60 quart grizzly. Or grizzly 60.
Is it like this?
Yeah.
Is it under 50 pounds with the meat in it? I can take it on the airplane, bro.
Big old buck. Come on now.
That ain't no fucking big. That ain't no button
pounds of meat.
Yeah, why don't you, that's what you should do. Just,
yeah.
How about you just kill it one tomorrow? Kill a doe, kill a buck.
No, dude.
You're good. Stay a couple more days.
I think if I kill a buck, I'm just going to call in sick and just be sick here for about three more days.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Party hardy.
I'll stay with you.
Hey.
Yeah.
Whoa. Hey, you can go home on the weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You got to work during the week.
Yeah, I got to work. Mm. Hey. Luckily, I brought my laptop.
You guys are here. I'm going to kill one here in the next couple of days, and we'll just have a big party.
Okay.
Let's do that.
All right, let's do that.
That sounds good.
I like it.
Let's do that. White Russians for everybody. You get a White Russian.
You get
a White Russian. Pumpkin cream. Candy cane cream.
Peppermint.
Ooh. Hazelnut.
I think the peppermint's the best.
I like it all.
It's like Christmas.
If there's milk and vodka, I'm in.
It's milk and vodka.
No better mixture.
So good.
Let's get the hell out of here. Yeah. I'm tired.
Cool.
Yeah, same.
Thanks, guys. Right. You know what to do. Go shoot your bow. We love you. See you next week.